Hi, wonderful listeners, and welcome back to Unleash Your Metabolic Power, Use Science to Conquer Weight. Today, we're unlocking the secret that holds the key to sustainable weight loss, metabolism. Have you ever felt like you're on a constant diet, cutting more and more calories, only to end up stuck on a frustrating plateau? I've been there too, wondering why some people seem to burn off a cheeseburger in no time, while I would gain weight just by looking at it. We unknowingly tell our bodies to hold tight to every calorie, making weight loss feel nearly impossible. But you can crack the code by understanding your metabolism. Now, I know metabolism might sound like a technical, complex term, like it's a secret language that only scientists or health gurus understand. I used to think it was a secret club for naturally slim people, but let me reassure you, it's not. Today, I'm going to break it down in the simplest terms, so it's crystal clear how your metabolism works, and more importantly, how you can make it work for you. Understanding your metabolism isn't just for the lucky ones. It's the foundation for anyone who wants to love their reflection in the mirror, feel that surge of energy again, and embrace a vibrant life free from the clutches of yo-yo dieting. Are you ready to unravel this mystery in a way that's easy to understand and apply? Let's dive in. Simply put, think of metabolism as your body's engine. It's always running, turning the food you eat into the energy you use, whether you're jogging or napping. You might have heard, "She has a fast metabolism," when someone is slim. But metabolism isn't a one-size-fits-all thing. It's personal and unique to each of us, like a fingerprint. Here's a simpler way to understand metabolism. It either breaks food down into energy or uses that energy to build and repair your body. Think of it as a balance between building and burning. Imagine your morning routine. When you wake up, you've been fasting all night, but your metabolism's been keeping you alive, pumping blood, breathing, and much, much more. Your body's been busy. When your body uses energy like this when you're at rest, it's your basal metabolic rate, or BMR, at work. Your BMR accounts for 60 to 70% of how fast your metabolism runs. It's like the energy needed to keep your house warm, even when you're out. Some factors affecting your BMR, like your genes, are fixed and unchangeable. But guess what? You can still be a metabolism maestro. How? By focusing on the elements you can control, like your body composition. Now, fat cells are like little energy warehouses that use very little energy. They store it. Whereas muscles are like little energy burning factories, where more muscles equals a higher metabolic rate. It's like adding engines to your car. Imagine that. You can also control your hormones. Now, you might be surprised by that. You can influence your hormones. Your lifestyle, including how you eat and how you de-stress, like meditating or reading, can guide your hormonal symphony. We'll look at this more in future episodes, so stay tuned. Another thing you can control, physical activity. Moving your body boosts your BMR. A quick walk, a dance session, or even gardening counts. So let's get moving. And another factor under your control are the types of foods you eat. Different foods affect your metabolic rate differently. A study out of the University of Florida shows that eating more protein can help you lose more body fat even when you're consuming more calories. Choose protein-rich foods like chicken, tofu, or beans and see your metabolism dance. It's like adding fuel to your inner fire. Now take a moment and reflect on the list I just gave you. Building muscle, food, sleep, stress, and physical activity. What's one thing that stood out to you just now? That's your starting point. And you have the power to make that change. I'll talk more about how to make that happen in a moment. But for now, I want to take a look at one of the factors that many people think slow down their metabolism automatically: their age. Let's dive deeper into how age affects your metabolism through Tammy's story. Now, Tammy thought her age and metabolism were enemies, that her 30s brought inevitable weight gain and explained her stubborn belly fat. Here's an insider secret stemming from research published in the journal Science, which is one of the preeminent research journals. They found that age-related weight gain has more to do with moving less as we get older rather than the ticking clock. So if Tammy's weight gain wasn't due to age, what was one of the big hiccups in her journey? Rapid weight loss from extreme dieting. This actually lowered her BMR, making weight loss harder. And this is where the cycle of serial dieting can really sting. She lost weight fast, and she also lost some of her muscle. Remember those little energy factories? This decreased her BMR even further. But Tammy triumphed by shifting her focus from punishing diets to understanding her metabolism and turned her story around. She lost 17 pounds, and guess what? She found new energy and vibrancy she never thought possible at her age. She became a testament that it's not just about the numbers on the scale or your age. It's about understanding and harnessing the power of your metabolism. Feeling overwhelmed? I get it. This isn't about cramming for an exam or trying to remember every detail. It's about understanding that there's an orchestra inside of you. And even if one or two instruments are out of tune, you have the power to bring them back into harmony. And this leads me to something more personal. I've been on this journey too. Felt overwhelmed, and I know how it feels to be stuck. There were days when I felt it wasn't worth the effort. But learning about my metabolism changed everything. It's empowering to know that I'm in control. So here's what I want you to remember. Your metabolism is your engine, your lifeline. It's always on your side, no matter what. I mean, it's been keeping you alive all these years, right? And you have a say in how your metabolism works. You're the maestro, the captain of your metabolic ship. So which direction are you going to steer it in? Remember Tammy? I shared her story because it's a testament to the fact that understanding and optimizing your metabolism can open the doors to a world where you feel more in tune with your body. Now, to those who took up my challenge from last week's episode, how'd you do? Let's keep going and continue our journey. You've got this. Pick one thing that will help you rev up your metabolism, whether it's moving more by taking a 10-minute walk, or adding a serving of protein each day, or going to bed 30 minutes earlier. Whatever it is, make sure that you're 90% certain you can make it happen and then commit to doing it. Remember, it's not about perfection, but persistence and self-awareness. Thanks so much for joining me today. Remember, your metabolism isn't a mystery to be feared, but a powerful ally waiting to be understood. Every small step you take towards nurturing it can lead to big transformations in how you feel and how you look. Next week, we'll be exploring some practical science-based strategies to turn your metabolism from your silent frenemy into your silent best friend. If today's episode felt like a light bulb moment for you, please share it with a friend who might also find it enlightening. And make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss what's coming next. Until then, embrace the metabolic power within you and let it pave your path to sustainable weight loss and vibrant energy. Bye.